direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A judge in Idaho handed down a life sentence for the so-called doomsday mom. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
The case included claims that her son and daughter were zombies and that she was a goddess sent to usher in the biblical apocalypse. Now, Idaho mother Lori Vallow Daybell has been sentenced to life in prison in the murders of her two youngest children. She was also found guilty of conspiring to kill an ex of her husband and faces a case in Arizona of conspiring to kill her fourth husband.
It could have been so much worse. A man armed with a gun tried to get into a Jewish school in Memphis. He wasn't successful. Assistant Police Chief Don Crow.
A suspect did try to enter the building armed with a gun. When he could not gain entry, he fired shots outside the school.
The suspect then fled the scene in his truck, but police caught up with him and shot him. He's in critical condition. No one else was injured. Space Command won't be moving to Alabama. President Biden has decided to keep it in Colorado. National security consultant Jeff McCausland.
Colorado has been the temporary home for Space Command since its inception and is also the home of the United States Air Force Academy, the headquarters of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, as well as three Space Force bases.
Minnesota is now the 23rd state to legalize pot. WCCO's Caroline Cummings spoke with Lauren Shothorst with the Chamber of Commerce.
Employers can't require a drug test to screen for cannabis as a condition of employment, with some exceptions for certain jobs like police officers, firefighters, child care workers.
You can absolutely say nothing in this law is requiring me to allow you to have these products on my property or while you're using my equipment.
A company can say no cannabis products allowed at the workplace, but businesses can't refuse to hire you or even fire you because you use cannabis off the clock.
Some big changes when you order takeout or delivery food in New York City. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner tells us utensils or condiments won't automatically be in your bag. If you want them, you'll have to ask for them.
We can't offer any of the customers any more plates, especially if they order a decent amount of pies, unless the customer requests it.
The manager at Sal's Pizza in Woodhaven, Queens, showed us the city's Skip the Stuff rules, which went into effect Monday.
We'd cut up their pizza and we'd give them a fork. Now I can't offer the child a fork.
The Department of Sanitation says the goal is to reduce single-use plastic, which ends up in landfills, contributing to climate change.
And remnants of a deadly typhoon still hammering Beijing. At least 11 people were killed. Dozens are still missing after days of heavy rain. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, 58 degrees with light southeast winds. Plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, 86 with that southeast wind continuing on the light side. Tuesday night, a few more clouds will drop into the mid-60s, a few showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday afternoon, it's 60 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Lori Vallow Daybell, the Idaho doomsday mom, will spend the rest of her life behind bars for killing her son and daughter, who she claimed were zombies. Prior to her sentencing, she addressed the court.
One of the times that Tylee came to me as a spirit after she died, she said, she commanded me, and she said to me, "Stop worrying, Mom. We are fine."
Space Command isn't moving to Alabama. It's staying in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis.
This decision is not just beneficial for Colorado Springs and the state of Colorado, but it's beneficial for our nation and the world.
You want utensils with that carryout order? You now need to ask for them in New York City. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner with another rule change in the city.
These things cost $100 each.
No more bags piled up on the sidewalk. Restaurants, grocery stores, delis, bodegas, and caterers must now put all waste into a container with a secure lid.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, 58 degrees with light southeast winds. Plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, 86 with that southeast wind continuing on the light side. Tuesday night, a few more clouds will drop into the mid-60s, a few showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday afternoon, it's 60 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
It's been 7 hours and 15.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. If you have not yet heard, Irish-born singer Sinead O'Connor died at the age of 56. Cause not yet published.
Dom, got a few texts. One asked the question, very noble question. Remember Terry earlier? Is Terry Mike's lover? That's not pretty nice. Here's another one. Can you give us more details on what exactly happened with Hunter Biden? I thought it was simple. He didn't really do much. He paid the money and easy peasy. It's all done. No big deal. Why did it get put on hold? Well, they showed up in court today. And my understanding is the judge asked the prosecutor from the Delaware's U.S. Attorney's Office, is there an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden? And the answer was yes. And the judge said, if the answer is yes, then there is no deal. And effectively, that started the shenanigans. So earlier today, there was the fallout. They thought there was no deal because the immunity from prosecution agreement was far too broad and suggested that Hunter Biden would have immunity in perpetuity. And if he's still under criminal investigation, how could both things be true? So anyways, a little of the reporting from CNN talked about the fact this was a case of tax evasion, about $1.1 to $1.5 million in federal taxes that weren't paid by legal deadlines. Now, he has subsequently paid those dollars, but that's not the important part. Today, this is what happened. Before the original plea could be entered, the deal began to unravel in a revised agreement reached during the hearing, and this was negotiated by the lawyers in front of a courtroom full of reporters in real time. 10-minute recess, they renegotiated the deal, trying to limit the scope of this plea deal. I cannot accept the plea agreement today, said District Judge Mary Ellen Norica. I'm not sure if I said that right. Norica said she has concerns about the party seemingly linking the tax plea agreement to resolving a felony gun charge. During the proceedings, prosecutors confirmed the investigation into Biden was ongoing. And after negotiations, the president's son then agreed to plead guilty to two tax charges in a deal that only includes conduct related to tax offenses, drug use, and gun possession. So effectively, they tried to limit the scope to, I believe it was 5 years. In the last 5 years, it's well known, established, he's pleading guilty to the fact he didn't pay timely taxes, but that's a limited scope. They thought that was the new deal. The judge wasn't satisfied. What if it's unconstitutional, she asked. I'm trying to exercise due deliverance in consideration to make sure we don't make a misstep. After the discussion, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty. He's supposed to go into court and plead guilty today. Norica is a Donald Trump appointee who was confirmed unanimously by the Senate, presided over Wednesday's hearing, and has sole authority to decide Hunter Biden's ultimate punishment. They were trying to frame it, though, that this judge would have zero authority to make the determination. She wasn't having that either, Dom. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I don't understand the nature of the agreement, but I can understand why a judge would take issue with this agreement. A, there's ongoing criminal investigations, according to the prosecutor, yet they're granting immunity in a very broad sense. And B, they're tying the tax crimes and the gun crimes. And, you know, apparently the judge took issue with that and wanted clarity, wanted to be briefed on the topic, and did not accept the plea deal today. And if you believe the Republicans, it's all going to come apart and Hunter Biden's going to prison forever now because this is just the beginning. The big guy's exposed. Do I have the right CJ tone?
That kind of sounds like it. And again, I have to reiterate, you know, if as Hunter Biden obviously broke some laws, he pled guilty, and it sounds like they're going to work through this. I did see some reporting, though I don't have it in front of me, that although an investigation perhaps is ongoing, that he is not expected to have further charges against him. But anyway, as the case is, stepping back from as just a regular citizen talking on the radio with all you folks, if Hunter Biden did something illegal, he should pay for the price for it.
I'm not sure.
Should be served. And if there's a process, if there is some constitutionality to the respects of what the judge can actually do and what the prosecutors agree to, they got to hammer that out. Okay, fine. But that's Hunter Biden's problem. And nothing, to my understanding of what's going on in this particular case, has anything to do with the current president of the United States. However, if there were, if somehow there's a bag of money that Joe Biden has buried in the backyard of the White House that he got from Hunter and the crew and the Chinese and God knows who else, and that's the case, and there's facts and there's an evidence and there's trial, and he's found guilty of that, then they should pay the price as well. This is very simple as far as it goes regarding justice and the application of law, equal law under justice, man. I mean, it's not hard.
Clear.
Why can't Republicans say, hey, absolutely. And if Joe,
sweetheart deal.
And if Donald Trump did the same thing, if Donald Trump did something wrong, he should too go to jail. But they don't do that, man. They don't do that.
Well, I agree with you. There is no consistency there. But you can understand when the guy's in there pleading guilty to tax evasion, and you got the president, former president of the United States, under indictment in multiple jurisdictions, more indictments promised imminently, and you're trying to give cover to the man, you know? Well, of course, it doesn't seem fair. It's a two-tiered system of justice because, of course, Hunter Biden's old man is the president of the United States in the current sense. And Hunter Biden gets to plead a felony down to a diversionary agreement, gets to plead tax evasion down to a slap on the wrist and a little probation. I got to tell you, Dom, as a guy who's dealt with the legal justice system before, it felt like a pretty sweetheart deal to me, too.
Do you know what the penalties and interest were on the tax? I know he caught up on it, but I'm sure there were penalties and interest already included in there, right? I mean, that's how it does, and that's how it goes. So presumably that money's been paid.
So he's paid his debt with penalties and interest.
Well, at least that part of it, the penalties and interest, is if you don't file it, you have that. That becomes a big chunk of that money.
It is my impression that this plea deal was to offset perhaps more significant crimes. Because typically when you plead, you don't plead to the worst crime you possibly could, right? No one goes in and pleads guilty to murder. Not if the consequence is the death penalty. You plead out to a lesser charge. So my impression is there might have been evidence of further criminality, some bigger charge that maybe they hope to charge. But because Hunter Biden's got some really damn good attorneys, and I think that's got more to do with the fact that he's related to a pretty powerful man.
You think so?
They got the monetary means to hire good counsel.
Well, that's one thing. To have the resources to hire counsel is different than saying the prosecutors and the Justice Department are bending to the will of the big guy. And I don't think that's the case.
I can see the perception from their point of view. It does feel like a hell of a sweetheart deal. Thank you to our fine guest. She was a sweetheart, Chrissy Lazar, telling us all about her experience with the UFO. That was some different sort of radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Now stick around. We've got the Maggie Dawn Show and Powered Caregivers at 7. And Rick Smith going nationwide at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. Civic Media, all the Patriots do.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.